Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, AeroSeed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
The cattle market today finished lower, 65 to 95 lower on the feeder cattle. While the live cattle were steady on the front end, they were actually up 10 at 112.05. February down 37, April down 22. Glass tweed cash trade rounded out at 112, which is where the December quit, to 112.05 today. So convergence happening there on the live cattle. Feeder cattle 130.10 in January. Of course, we've got over 30 days left to trade that. Feeder cattle index is currently 131.68. That was up 58 cents yesterday. The midday box beef was a little bit higher, $1.50 higher, it looks like, on the choice at 196.89. The select 184.04, up 99 cents. Choice select spread again tightening, $12.94 on 69 loads trading yesterday. So that time of year it is where people are demanding the higher end cuts is bringing that choice select spread in. The cattle on feed is Friday, 11 a.m. Normally, it's after the close at 2 p.m., but with the early close and Christmas here, they're going to have that cattle on feed report Friday. We should get the earliest estimates sometime tomorrow. Usually, they're out on Wednesday. But that's Friday at 11 a.m., and through the rest of the year, we should have a relatively slow cattle cash trade market here in the U.S.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today slid across the board. We had corn down about 3 cents, soybeans down 15 or so cents, so they were the leader on the downside. Important to note that new crop November of 2017 soybeans went back below the moving average and $10, so they closed down about 15 and a half cents at 996 and a half. What that will bring coming forward will be interesting to see. Wheat was down 1 to 2 cents. It looks like the general driver today for the corn and the soybeans were rains that were falling in Brazil and Argentina. That's weighing on those corn and bean markets. And then the overall idea of the shift in the acreage next year. Informa updated their latest estimates with a pretty big jump in soybean acres. They're looking for about 5.2 million more acres on soybeans, all the way up to 88.9. and a 4.159 million acre drop in corn. So a really big jump in bean acres, a really big drop in corn. Also about a little less than 3 million acre drop in the winter wheat. But given the current prices, it's not hard to see why and the reasoning behind that. Cotton acres, they're upping them by about 500 million acres or 500,000 acres to 10.5 million. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.